The Aspen Fire, burning north of Tucson, Arizona, has consumed more than 1,100 acres of thick forest and burned through two communities. It's destroyed about 250 homes in its path. Fire crews are working to build a perimeter around the south side of Mount Lemmon as helicopters and air tankers tackle the fire from above. Arizona Public Radio's Sadie Babbitts reports.
It's another windy day atop Mount Lemmon, and Isaiah Martinez and four other men are carefully watching the smoke as it billows off the mountain. Martinez turns up his handheld radio to hear the latest reports from a crew boss.
This is cooking pretty good coming out of Sabino. What would you think about putting a few more loads of retardant right along the ridge top there just to check that?
It's here on Mount Lemmon that the Aspen Fire took off last week, moving through rugged, steep terrain covered by dense stands of ponderosa pines and conifer. These trees have already been stressed by drought and Arizona's massive bark beetle infestation. Conditions were just right that on Thursday, it took less than an hour for this blaze to race through the community of Summer Haven. Now the wildfire is heading north, creating dense smoke. Smoke that Martinez says makes battling this blaze difficult.
So we can't really see nothing now, and that's a big heads up on firefighters, because if things be falling left and right, trees, and most likely they won't set no firefighters where they can't see what they're doing, because safety first with us.
There are plenty of safety concerns, including down power lines and the ever-changing weather conditions. Crews are lighting smaller fires like this one to head into the approaching blaze to stop it before it reaches an observatory on Radio Ridge. They are also focusing on building fire lines and conducting backburns around the south end of the mountain to keep the blaze from heading toward Tucson. And in Summer Haven, cleanup efforts are underway. Heidi Schuhl with the Coronado National Forest stands in front of the burned wreckage of a once popular gathering place.
Right over to the right was a little gift store called the Living Rainbow, and then behind it was a combination building called Cabins and Cookies, and this was a little patio area right here.
The patio is covered in thick soot. Metal lawn chairs and tables are scorched but still standing. And there's a massive pile of cinder blocks where the business once stood. Blackened trees cover the hillside. But as Schuhl points out, there are still some cabins and areas of forest left untouched by the fire.
This just kind of shows you how when fire comes through, it can swirl around. It doesn't just come through on a united front. There are wind currents. It moves around. It doesn't just consume everything it encounters, but it rather burns in more of what we call a mosaic pattern.
There are signs here in Summer Haven that people were working to protect their homes from fire. A huge pile of garbage bags filled with pine needles sits at the corner waiting to be picked up. The homes on this hillside are still standing. Meanwhile, outside this community, firefighters are dealing with high winds. On this day, the skies are filled with helicopters and an air tanker trying to stop flames fueled by wind from moving up the mountainside. The cause of the Aspen Fire is still under investigation. So far, firefighting efforts have cost $1.4 million, and the blaze is a long way from being completely out. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Tucson.